Friends, another important and interesting topic, that is decision making. Most of the people, at least 50% of the people in the banking, they are failed in this particular area, that is decision making. It is a crucial task. Time management, once for all, you can do it. But the decision made by you, it may be good for you or it may go against you. So there are certain principles which needs to be adhered to while taking the decision by the branch managers at different level while handling the different type of tasks. Let us understand what the decision making means and how the decisions are taken, which are the correct decision, how the decision goes wrong. All other things we are now going to discuss in this particular chapter called decision making. Invariably, to discuss the concept of decision making, then need for developing decision making skill, then framework of decision making at the branch, then art of delegation as a part of decision making to somebody else, and to well acquaint with the integrity of the decision making at the rural, semi-urban and urban branches or metropolitan branches. Because rural, semi-urban, urban and metropolitan branches, decision making is entirely different, because the customer level, if you look, the type of decision making you have to make and the quality of the decision made is very important in these particular areas. Decision making, again, like a time management, it is viewed vitally important management technique for the effective functioning of any organization. Decision must be taken. You cannot keep the issue hanging. Decision must be taken. It may be wrong, it may be right, it may be pro to the customer, it may be against to the customer, it may be in favor of bank or it may be against the favor of bank. Without the well-structured and properly delegated, well-coordinated decision-making process and a trained decision-maker, an organization cannot be effective. Organization cannot be effective if organization fails or not take any decisions. It is an equally and vitally important tool for effective people management at the branch too. Most of the systems, methods, tools and techniques and the procedures would not work unless the branch managers and their men are adept in art of decision making. Why the decisions are required to be taken and what the skill that people have, it is debatable issue. But in everybody's walk of life, decision making plays a very important role. At every moment you are taking the decisions, every moment, whether to do it or not to do it, is a part and parcel of decision making. The experience of the decision making comes only when one has at least two available options. Every decision has two options. It is yes or no. There is no middle option or third option. And one has to choose between these two available options. The one chosen may go wrong. This is where the decision making skill comes into play. If when the decision goes wrong and when it realizes that the decision went wrong, then you realize, yes, I do not have the skill of making the decisions. then skill development comes into the place. How to develop the skill of taking the right decision, that is most important in the banking industry. To take the right option and to make the correct decisions is the quality of the branch manager. Branch manager should qualify for that. He is a perfect decision maker. Branch manager has to constantly bargain, negotiate with the customers, with an individual staff, peers, superiors, unions, associations. They cannot keep the issues hanging because it has direct impact on your day-to-day functioning of the branch. So, the decision making is must, and decision has to be taken by the branch manager, and he must have the skill of making the decision. In this case, again, when he is taking the decision while performing the above roles and functions, not sitting idle. To sit idle also, he has to take decision whether he is to sit idle or not. So, the decision at every moment, he has to take the decision. He or she has many more such roles and responsibilities to pay. Decision-making skill, if properly developed, will make him or her different from others. It is a separate, the men from the boys, and effective from inefficient. So, you will be definitely segregated if you are a right decision maker, because things will go in right direction. If you take wrong decision, it will go on the reverse direction. Nobody will recognize you. You will be recognized, but negatively. Negative recognition is bad sign in your career. So, be a positive decision maker. And your decision, you have to adopt the skill which makes you to take correct decision, right decision, and timely decision. What are the types of decisions that branch manager has to take? There are different types of decisions which are required to be taken by the branch managers. Branch managers normally take three types of decisions. One, long-term strategic decisions. These are the decisions which would have a long-term impact and consequences. To take up new large borrowable account, for example, large borrowable account you are taking up. Introduction of the job orientation for your staff. Attempting to job redesign. Even layout, painting of the branch premises falls into this category of the decision. What color I should give? Whether it is matching to the corporate decisions, or it may be I am redesigning the internal work culture, whether it will go in right direction or wrong direction, what will be its impacts. Similarly, job rotation, some people like certain jobs, some people may not like job. So, there will be again dissatisfaction in one group, satisfaction in another group. But correct decision making at right time, it may be proved very positive, or sometimes it may go wrong also, but decision has to be taken. Some attempt has to be made. Another one is administrative decision. Such decisions at the branch level are regulated through the norms, rules, procedures, agreements. And the branch managers have very little discretion to go beyond such rules and procedures. So, this is secondary type of decisions, decision making, administrative. And they are hence not confronted with the dilemma of decision making. For example, reimbursement of the routine expenses, sanction of leave, medical benefits to the employees, decision related to the deposits and remittances, which are easy to deal with as these are supported by set of rules and guidelines. Here you need not struggle for this. But there are certain unwritten rules, unwritten regulations. Within that you have to frame the rules and you have to take the decision, and that is the quality of the decision maker. And that branch manager should have. Third one is operational decisions. Such decisions at the branch level are concerned with the day-to-day functioning, like absenteeism. Out of four people, if three are absent, how to run the branch? Allocation of work among the relievers. If somebody is going on leave, that time there is no leave reserve, how to manage? Then overdrawing over a limit decision. Sometimes customers do not have the adequate security and you have to take the decision to pass his check which is received in the clearing within a given frame of time. Maybe 10 minutes time is given. You take the decision whether you are allowing it or not. That is the crucial moment and you have to take the decision, taking all the past into consideration about the operations in the account. Then trivial incidents of the indiscipline and some of the examples which are fall into the category of this kind of operational decisions. There are typically four ways to the branch managers to take their decisions. There are only four ways. How? They authorize their subordinates to take decision. They ratify the decision taken by the subordinates. They take the decisions and they recommend the decisions. So, these are the four categories of the decision making. One, they pass on to the subordinates. You take the decision and manage the show. Second, they endorse, they ratify. The decision taken by others, he will ratify it. Okay, I agree with what the decision he has taken. That is the ratification. Third one, he himself takes some decisions. And fourth one, he takes the decision. He is not taking the decision, but to the higher authorities, he is recommending that you take the decision like this and convey your decision to me so that I can subsequently put in place. But these are time tested. At what time, what decision has to be taken? That is critical moment plays an important game or important role in these four steps. Faults committed by the branch manager while taking the decision. What are the faults committed by the branch manager while taking the decisions? Let us analyze this. Branch managers are into too much hurry to take the decision many times. Too much hurry. They do not like to forgetting all the required data and information to make the decision. He doesn't require any decision. He is very hurriedly, he can take the decision. Number one category. Number two, the branch manager takes longer time to take the decision. They seek every details, every piece of information and goes through them again and again, but not coming to the point to take the decision. The branch managers going for the soft options. What is soft option? The easier and safer way. The decision should not create a problem for them. If they would have taken the little more risk of the decision, could have been better. Now, decision making framework. How the framework works? There are normally five steps for decision making. What are those five steps? Number one, identify the problem and try to get necessary data and information, facts and figures about the case. This is the first step in knowing the issue in its depth and objectively. So you understand the problem. Number two, analyzing the problem and see all the possible angles. Generate as many options as possible. And through discussions and if needed brainstorming, let more and more ideas come out and then take the decision. Number three, developing the alternate solution. Each and every decision will have its possible consequences. Hence, while evaluating the various options for taking the decisions, branch managers can make a fair guess of their likely consequences, but then likely adverse consequences should not deter them from taking the decision. Fourth step, selecting the best possible solution or taking the decision. Only two options remain. The past experience of the branch manager, their own imagination and reasoning ability will have a bearing on the decision which they take. And the last one, that is fifth, converting the decision into an action, or after taking the decision, proceed for implementation and follow. Any decision needs implementation and evaluation of the impact of the decision is done through the follow. These are the five frameworks. This is an important stage as the feedback will improve the quality of future decisions. Shared decision making process. Alone cannot take the decision. It requires the sharing of ideas by others also. That is called shared conscious decision making. Consciously he is taking the decision. Branch managers have to work for the consensual or shared decision making for two main reasons. Why the shared consensus is required? Two reasons. One, it is consonance with their effective people management program. And second one is, it not only improves the quality of the decision, but also involves those who are going to be implemented them or are being affected by them. So only two ways. Except for the few exceptional circumstances, branch managers should advocate and practice the shared decision making. Usually, at the branch, both the short-term and long-term decisions involving both branch management or the people management and the shared decision-making process should be evolved on some definite lines. What are those definite lines? These are, one is a managerial framework for shared decision-making process. Second one is the factors which are hindering to make the decision, and factors which are facilitating sharing decision making, and the skill required for shared decision making. Let us discuss them one by one. Managerial framework for the shared decision making process. What is that process? This process, there are again several stages coming into this also. There are several stages starting with the stage where the branch manager present their ideas to their colleagues and invites the question, and then moving to the final stage when the branch manager helps to group of colleagues and subordinates to come for the decision. Factors which are hindering to the sharing. There would be a certain factors which may hinder this process. There are many cases such as the meetings are dominated by few and few seems to withdraw from the participation. Domination by few restrict participation from everybody, which hinders the process of decision making. Then what are the factors which are responsible for facilitating the sharing decision? As there are factors which inhibit the process of shared decision making, there are also factors which facilitate the process also. It's not only stopping the process, there are certain factors which prompts you to take the decision. Most important factor is respect and concern for each other which people have within the group. This brings about the expertise, resources for every group member, active and empathetic listening to the other's point of view, and also facilitate the process of decision making. What are the skills required for the taking the decision making? The main skills which are required for the sharing the decision is problem solving ability. Number two, decision facilitating skills. And number three, team building skills. Only three skills are required for decision making. One, problem solving ability you must have. Number two, decision which facilitated the skill of decision making. And team building skill. These are the three factors. Let us discuss these three factors again in little bit in details. Problem solving ability. What does it mean by? Identifying the existence of the problem. Number one. Number two, diagnose the problem to have a proper understanding of it and all its complexity so that the solution is likely to resolve the problem in its entity. Define the problem in words which helps further to arrive at the effective solution. Collect and analyze the fact relevant to the problem and generate the option is the last one. Ultimately, you have to come to the conclusion to take the decisions. Evaluate the various options and select the options. Predict the consequences upon taking the decision or implementation. Implement the solution and manage the effects of implementation. The final and the last stage is evaluation of the solution. Whatever solution you have or whatever decision you have taken, you have to evaluate it. Once you take the decision, you cannot keep quiet. Implementation, evaluation also needs to be taken into consideration. Now, decision facilitating skill. In the decision facilitating skill process, this is the process of the information seeking, giving and reinforcing should be a continuous activity in the meeting. Sometimes this may go on for unduly long period also because you are seeking something, information and data. If there is a delay in getting the data or information, possibly the decision making process may be prolonged. Then the summarizing the skill of the branch manager would help in making the clear that the process of sharing is evolving, that despite the disagreement, areas of agreement are increasing. Free expression of the opinion accentuates process of consensus. Such a debate brings both the pros and cons of the various alternatives suggested in such a meetings. Branch managers should constantly express their own opinion and encourage the others for healthy debate. The most important skill that would be then required is time consciousness. Timely decision making, time consciousness. Within the given time only you have to take the decisions. While making the decisions more effective and the people participative, it has to be equally and time effective. Another one is a team building skill. You have to build the team, work as a team. To work as a team, you have to build the team. The first skill required is active or empathic listening. we have deliberated upon that one of the essential traits of the effective branch managers are the good listeners. He must be a good listener. He should listen to others. Many people have a habit to only talk. They don't listen to the others. By this, not only they involve themselves in the process, it induces the others also to become active listeners. This helps every member to give their viewpoint, express their opinions, debate on others' opinion, and suggest the various dimensions and angles for the purpose of decision making. In short, the discussion reaches to crescendo. In a team building skill, the leader of the team, normally the branch manager, would continuously review the progress of the meeting within the time frame, keeping all the aspects of the agenda in mind and also ensuring that each member of the group has contributed his mite. That means, while being an active participant, they have to be an active observer also. So, they can carry out the review process too, and then the team completes its assignment effectively within the required time frame. Delegation of the process in decision making. Delegation process in decision making. At the branch level, branch managers will not only be in position to take all the decisions by themselves, either alone or through the process of shared decision making. Many times he has to delegate his authority to somebody, some senior people. Time will be the biggest constraints for them and also a part of their people building exercise. They should not involve themselves in all the decision-making processes of the branch. There are many areas where the delegation and hierarchy are not properly defined. The decision-making comes up to the branch manager, and he should then know how to and what to delegate. Bank managers have to delegate. Let us discuss the how to delegate. Let us discuss the how to delegate. For this, the branch manager should have, number one, create a climate at the branch where making mistake is recognized as an essential part of the learning process. Number two, they should recognize that the delegation will help to concentrate on key areas at their level and help their officers, staff members to learn new and useful skills. The change in attitude and the belief that their subordinates can do better job than them and can come out with the better decision. What are the stages of delegation? To whom he can delegate? Briefing, problem briefing, then monitoring the progress, evaluating the results. Briefing involves details of the work, deadlines, and the resources available. This briefing he has to give. Monitoring progress, what it involves? Monitoring progress involves allowing person to process with the task without interference from the branch manager. They should be encouraged to follow their own way of working as long as they are bringing the results. And trivial mistakes are to be considered part of the learning process, and the branch manager should correct them during mid-course. They should intervene only when they spot errors or where sensitive areas are threatened. Branch managers should be ready with the help, advice and encouragement, but should avoid doing the task themselves. Only in extreme cases should they transfer the delegated work to the someone else, or they themselves can do it. So these are the areas where it requires the expertise. Now the stage has come to evaluate the result. Whatever may be the decision taken, result has come out after discussion. This would mean that assessing whether the delegates have produced the result as discussed and expected of them, and in case the task was successful, their work should be praised, recognized, and due credit should be given to them. That is the manager's responsibility. Once they have delegated and the job was not properly done, they should not blame them in a public to their boss or their colleague. Should not blame in public. One to one, you can talk to them and appraise them. Decision went wrong or something happened wrong. Now, decision making at the branches. We know that there are three types of branches. Four types of branches segregated. Rural, semi-urban, urban, metro. Urban and metro can be clubbed together. Semi-urban you have to decide, and rural branch. At these branches, level of decision making or problems for which decision are required to be made are different. So, they have been segregated, and how the decisions are taken at those branches, that we have to understand first. Decision making at the branch, number one is decision making at the rural branch. Rural branch is a small branch, as we have seen, the different categories of the branches and their structure, their requirement, business, product, processes, people, catchment area, and surroundings. The size of the rural branch is normally small. Business mix is not much complex. Customers' expectations are not time-oriented, and number of staff is not too large. This is how the structure of the rural branch normally is. Branch managers are almost like a big brother or head of the family. In this setup, the formal framework of the decision making would not be required, as most of the decision made would be simple and routine in nature. There will not be any pressure of the time, and the consciousness will not be a very far-reaching. Normally, in rural branch, everybody is aware what are they are supposed to do with a very little intervention from the branch managers. For the semi-urban branches, situation is a little bit different. The decision taken at the branch shall be more of the administrative nature, yet operational decision scope will little bit enlarge. Some of the semi-urban centers will be lead districts, headquarters, and branches may have the lead district responsibilities. Strategic decisions may also have its due share. They should initiate the formal process of delegation. They should also be required to train their people on the decision-making skill. They need to work as a team and would be strengthened further. This is the structure of semi-urban branch. In respect of urban branch, little bit more expectation. Decision-making process is little bit complex because of its structure. What happens in the urban branch? Urban branches would be functioning in a more competitive environment. The size, may be small or it can be very large. The business mix, definitely it will be complex. Customer expectations are very high. Staff is not a large number and will be more alert, demanding, democratic and modern in orientation. Expectation of the higher authorities will be more, and their proximity will be added to the pressure environment. Branch managers and their team will be required to take all types of decision all the times. Pressure of time and expectation will affect the decision making process in case of urban branches. Now, let us understand the situation at metro branches, metropolitan branches. Metropolitan bank branches today are the ultimate unit of the bank, functioning in the most intensely competitive market-oriented environment. The decision-making process has to be very well structured, shared decision-making process at its the best, and all the senior level officer adept in problem solving, work facilitating and team building skills they should have. The structure of delegation of the task too should be well defined and well stabilized. Nothing can be left to the chance because they are living in competitive environment. Thank you very much for this particular topic because it is a very interesting decision making topic. And I expect the branch managers, tomorrow's branch manager, should have the ability of the decision making and, as earlier discussed, time management. These two components, time management and decision making, proves a successful branch manager to lead their branch or their bank in more competitively in the market. Thank you very much.